The latest edition of the Best Places to Work in the Federal Government comes out later today, and as it is every year, it's developed by the Partnership for Public Service, Deloitte, and the Hay Group. This year, the number crunchers have ranked agencies in terms of how innovative they are. Joining me with just how you measure that and how important it is, David Dye. He's a director in Deloitte's Federal Human Capital Group. David, good morning. Great to have you back.
Good morning, Tom. Nice to be back with you. Thank you.
Right, so just what is innovation in the federal agency context, and how do you measure it?
Yep, great question. Well, as you said, this is our next installment of keeping fresh in the minds of agencies on how well they're doing on things to inspire and motivate their people to accomplish their missions. And so innovation is the next one up. We've actually published this now for a few years, and there are certain questions in the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey that we look at. In fact, there's six of them, and they deal with issues around opportunities to demonstrate leadership in your positions, opportunities to improve your skills. There's some empowerment questions. Do you feel involved in decisions that affect your work? But actually, the most important thing we found in our results is the recognition factor. So people seem to say, when I'm recognized for providing high-quality products and services, that has a lot to do with how well agencies score on innovation overall.
So it doesn't have to be. I mean, NASA is the most innovative agency of the large agencies, and you might expect that given what their mission is. But it's not really necessarily about strange, new, outlandish, edgy kinds of ideas, but maybe just basic improvement on a continuous basis.
Doesn't have to be. NASA always seems to be at the top of this list. And in fact, in our snapshot that comes out later today, we show the top five across large, mid-size, small agencies and agency subcomponents. And you look at those lists, some of those may say, well, wouldn't expect them to be considered as the most innovative, but there's some stories behind it. So, for example, Department of State, Health and Human Services, who we do a nice profile of in the write-up here, FDIC, National Science Foundation, Peace Corps, Office of Management and Budget. So there's about 25 here agencies that you'll see listed here that have some great stories.
Yeah, it looks like efficiency in getting ideas done might be a big part of innovation. In your Health and Human Services write-up, you mentioned these three-month time frames to work on development of ideas, $5,000, low price, fast, get it done. That seems to be the antithesis of the way government typically does things.
Yeah, but it's, Tom, it is about programs, but it's also about, and as you said, it doesn't have to be the monumental breakthrough or the next big idea. There's lots of ways to inspire motivation on a daily basis. So as much as it may be about a program, there's lots of other ways to bring in innovation into your environment. Just bringing in outside thinking, bringing fresh perspectives in, having opportunities for business units and program offices to coordinate with one another that may open up different ways to solve complex problems. But I'll come back to this point about what leaders can and should do within their own teams to encourage innovation in their daily communications and check-ins. It's not just about programs. It's about conversations. It's about opening up opportunities for these to happen with your people.
And you mentioned there are certain questions on the survey that get at innovation. And it seems to me those are questions that agencies could ask themselves anytime, and not just in the context of the Employee Viewpoint Survey. What are the main questions that get at this that managers can ask themselves?
Well, you bring up actually two good points. And so, again, there's six questions around things that look at recognition, opportunity. So providing recognition to people for doing great work, giving people opportunities to involve in making decisions, empowering them to even change the way maybe they do their work, and then giving them leadership opportunities. But you just said something, we don't have to wait for the next EVS to come out. So there's interesting, as we're getting around town talking to people about this, the whole notion of pulse surveys is coming up more and more. How can we tap into the mindset of people on a more real-time basis and actually take action? So that might be sort of the next wave of where how we're collecting these kind of data and acting upon it more quickly.
I wonder if there's a cyclical nature to this, because at certain times of year, managers are preparing budgets, and that's a tedious process that is itself very process-oriented, forms-oriented. They probably don't feel that there's so much innovation when they're doing that versus direct work on the programs themselves.
Yeah, I think there's some truth to that, but just like you know, the overall program for this is about how do we engage employees in their work and in their organization, and innovation is, as we found, is a big driver of that. And so while it may be tied to certain programs and looking for cost efficiencies and how to accomplish mission better, you know, customer service is a big part of this. How do we interact with government? People can have lots of opportunities in their daily work to figure out how to improve service to citizens. So I think there's just, you ought to get into a mindset of this is a daily thing that I can get involved in. I don't have to wait for a program or a budget or some big cost efficiency to say, oh, we finally achieved innovation.
And you mention also in the report under the section called Key Drivers of Innovation, two key drivers deal with leadership. And so it really has to start, or at least be, it requires the involvement of those at the top of the agency.
Well, it does, and as we know from this program for over a decade now, that senior leaders have so much to do with the success of this, committing their time, committing their energy, committing their presence to be active, involved, and not just encouraging, but again, that reward and recognition piece. The other thing I'll say is how leaders interact with their managers and their frontline supervisors as part of this, so that it begins to cascade up and down the organization, is a real important part of it. So yes, senior leaders is an extremely important part of this the success.
We're speaking with David Dye. He's a director in Deloitte's Federal Human Capital Group. And how much correlation is there between the agencies that rank high in innovation versus the agencies that end up ranking high in the overall rankings of best places to work?
So I don't have the exact correlation in front of me, but what I will say, it's almost as the overall index goes, so goes innovation. So we're seeing very consistent trends between the decline, if you will, over the last few years. So, you know, about four and a half points, I think, on the innovation score for the last 4 years. So that parallels pretty much what we've seen in the overall index. So not drawing any particular causal relationships here, but there does seem to be a parallel between innovation and overall satisfaction and commitment in the workforce.
I think any manager worth his or her salt finds out over time that the best source of ideas is the employees, that the group of employees that they are overseeing. But unfortunately, because of time and budget constraints, you can't do every idea that everybody has. Would that we could. And so how do managers best go about making sure that the best ideas, or the ideas that are most likely to succeed, actually get done without hurting the feelings of people that might have great ideas that you just can't get to?
Yeah, well, you know, not every idea is going to be brilliant, but if you get more ideas on the table, then I would hope that many of those filter through. You know, we're doing some interesting things right now in Deloitte where we're using this term for leaders, what we call checking in. And whether it's weekly or daily, this notion of checking in with people that says, you know, not only how are things going, but how can I support you going forward? And in those conversations, I think you'll start to get people to open up to provide ideas to leaders. You know, who doesn't want to work in an environment that's fun and creative and innovative? I think we all do, to be a place where there's fresh ideas and new thinking. One other thing I'll just put out there, and we mentioned this in the article, that, you know, one other reason why innovation is so important, some surveys that we've done show that particularly the millennials out there who are looking for jobs, 2 out of 3 say that they actually look for an organization's reputation for innovation as an important part of their job search. So if that's not another reason to think about this from acquiring talent in your agencies, then I think that's just another message to put out there.
And if you have that ability to say that message, you've earned that stripe. Don't you run the danger, though, of turning it into a slogan against which you can be compared unfavorably? Like, we're innovative, and so, you know, if the year that you're not, you're in trouble.
Well, I don't know that the numbers for each agency bounce up and down wildly, so I'm going to say that innovation is probably part of the fabric, part of the culture. But I would say that, you know, part of the advertising would be, come be part of a place where you can share your ideas, help us be better at what we do, and back to that empowerment piece. So I think there's still merit in saying we've got opportunities for you and like to be a part of it. And when you get here, we're going to help you figure that out, and we're going to recognize you when you do great things.
And I just want to ask one more kind of basic question, but is innovation itself the goal for agencies, or is innovation a route to something greater?
Well, I probably ask the same question about employee satisfaction and commitment. So I think my simple answer to that would be, you know, innovation, employee engagement, satisfaction, commitment, they're all important elements and components. And we have enough data out there now to show that when people are inspired and motivated to do great things, share their wonderful ideas, that we're better at achieving mission, that we do have efficiency gains, that we provide better customer service to citizens. And so I think there's a number of outcomes out there that agencies can realize by virtue of having an innovative workplace.
And today is the day the entire rankings come out for best places to work?
Well, today's the snapshot focused on innovation.
Okay.
So, you know, last December we released the rankings for the overall index, and now we're drilling down, peeling back the onion a little bit, and we continue to believe that innovation is a big part of the success of this program.
All right. David Dye is director in Deloitte's Federal Human Capital Practice. As always, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Take care.